Welcome to Sprichwörtlich Deutsch, the podcast about German proverbs, idioms and expressions. My name is Kirsten Winkler and I am your host. Today's expression can be used in the following two ways. One, sich eine Suppe einbrocken. Sich eine Suppe einbrocken. Or two, jemandem eine Suppe einbrocken. Jemandem eine Suppe einbrocken. Sich, reflexive pronoun, oneself. Jemandem, dative of jemand, so someone or somebody. But as always, let's take a closer look at the vocabulary, which is basically two words. Suppe, die Suppe, is soup. And einbrocken, einbrocken, is a verb and means to crumble something into something. Therefore, the translation is either, right, to crumble something into the or a soup, or in the other form, to crumble someone's something into the soup. His soup, her soup. This expression has its roots in the days when soups were the most popular main dish in Germany, especially for farmers and their workers. In order to make the soup richer in content and therefore help to quench hunger better, people used to crumble pieces of old bread into it. The entire expression, which is not as often used as the part we are talking about today, goes die Suppe auslöffeln müssen, die man sich eingebrockt hat. Die Suppe auslöffeln müssen, die man sich eingebrockt hat. Which means that you have to eat up the soup yourself that you crumbled so much bread into, which can be hard when you overestimated your hunger and, as a consequence, put too much of the old bread into your soup. And that is also the sense in which Germans use this expression today. When a German says, da hast du dir eine schöne Suppe eingebrockt, he or she wants to express that the other person has overestimated his or her abilities to handle the situation. The same is of course true when you use the other version and say, da habe ich mir ja eine schöne Suppe eingebrockt. This expression can be used in any situation, family, friends or with colleagues and your boss. It is still very popular and basically used by everybody. And that's it for today's episode of Sprichwörtlich Deutsch. Hope you join me next time and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast either on iTunes or via our website fairlanguages.com.